Justin Ankrey on the Buzz Radio Network.
Well, I will say that I did meet her at a blackjack table in Las Vegas at the Wynn Casino, but it was very genuine, very sincere. And the thing that was amazing to me is she had no idea, obviously, who I was or what I did, and really didn't know for a couple of months. So it was kind of a fun courting process, and one, obviously, I'm very excited to be a part of now. I was a history professor under the radar at the University of Wisconsin. That was what I was going with.
Oh, hold on. So that's your story. When people ask you what you do for a living, you tell them you're a history professor.
And it's usually European religions, which I have no idea about, but that's something that I go with every day.
So how did you tell her eventually? How did that conversation go?
I think it was actually she saw me on a commercial, a clip for the preview of college football, and we kind of had a situation we had to deal with, but obviously everything worked out in the end.
Now, coming to America, when Akeem told Lisa that he was actually a goat herder and she found out he was a prince, she threw out the earrings back at him and everything else. Was there ever any moment that she was upset at the fact that you probably made a lot more money than she thought a history professor made?
No, I think that's the part that makes her great. She just accepts everything for what it is. And every day is kind of a new expedition for us. We're allowed to grow as a family. And we got two small little dogs, Ricky and Lucy. They're a heck of a lot of fun, but we're going to hopefully add to that family unit here in a short amount of time.
Is the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots.
Does that mean more dogs or a kid?
Kid dog.
I have to read between the lines
kid
a lot with Brett Bielema.
I love that guy.
Brett Bielema talking to Dan Le Batard yesterday, but Monty Jones and, of course, Dan's father, who's also on the show, highly questionable. Welcome back, Hour 2. Justin Ankrey, Matt Harris. We're also joined by our friends from NYPD Pizza, which is under new ownership with some exciting new changes we're going to talk about in a second. But, yeah, that I have to read between the lines. I'll assume there's a kid that is in the planning stages. And, man, they were talking about it on the morning show yesterday. The attention the royal baby got internationally, That's the kind of attention that a child for the sitting Razorback coach is going to get. Because has there been one? Has anybody who's been a current coach had a child while being coach?
It'll be international news, no doubt.
It'll be huge. I mean, it'll be one of the most important things. Can you imagine the kind of stuff that kid's going to have showered on him or her?
Oh, yeah.
When they're born?
It's like Duchess babies, like a 9.5. Bielema's kid's going to be like a 9.25.
Yeah. But in Arkansas?
Oh, it'll be a 10.
If the royal baby's like an 8 here, it'll be way above a 10.
In the state's just going to shut down. And just
celebrate. Can you imagine what kind of baby
birth.
Shower they could have? They could have a baby shower at the stadium.
It'll be like a statewide birthday.
It'll be exciting.
It'll be a national Arkansas
cool.
holiday.
We'll be on baby weight again.
Yes, we'll be on baby watch 2014
baby watch.
Maybe next year if they have it. But
come out.
We'll see. The other thing we have to read between the lines on is when he was talking about coaches with pretty boy hair, and I saw a few coaches with pretty boy hair, and I'd like to just go over and mess up their hair.
Malzahn.
And they pressed him on who it was. I think it's Malzahn. I got an email from
somebody. Maybe Saban?
That's what somebody said.
Yeah, because he doesn't wear a hat. He's got a leg,
I have to go through all the coaches who has pretty boy hair. Let's see. We start in the East. Mark Stoops doesn't have pretty boy hair.
No. Muschamp has messy hair.
Yeah, he's got.
Because he gets crazy hair.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're going to mess up someone's hair, I wouldn't mess with Muschamp.
No, because he's crazy.
Yeah, if we were going to do a. If you're going to take the 14 coaches in the SEC and throw them in the.
Like a battle royale?
Yeah, like in the ring, like
the
a gladiator.
Octagon.
Yeah, they all get the. They have
Muschamp,
to fight it out to the death.
Muschamp might come out on top.
I like his chances. I put Bielema in the
good,
mix.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, Saban's like solid. 65, so I don't like his chances.
And he's
too
like 5'4".
Yeah, well, hey, don't be hating.
Sorry.
You tell people think you're so cool.
Fighting the dog.
Okay, so I think someone could hold his own. I'm trying to think. Les Miles is in pretty good shape, but again, he's an older fellow, but he's got old man strength.
He's the Mad Hatter.
He'll go
dark side fast.
I don't like Pinkel's chances. Pinkel looks unhealthy to me. Pinkel looks like he's
the name doesn't want to,
Pinkel.
I see weakness in the name and I attack.
Okay.
Pow.
If my last name was Pinkel, you'd be all over me.
Are you saying pow? Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking to yourself?
It's a movie.
Is it Step Brothers? Yeah, I saw you doing the aside. Now the tuxedo here in the radio station just seems weird. Yeah.
I think I can help with the whole pan dilemma.
Is that a fart? I can taste it. Anyway, Matt Harris is a unique individual. He'll be joining us from time to time, and after today, maybe never again. But anyway, it's good having him. A couple things Razorback related. Peyton Hillis finally has found a new team, has signed a deal, according to reports, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been signing Offensive talent Mike Williams, the former outstanding wide receiver,
wide out.
Signed to a lengthy deal as well, and I guess they are working on Revis. I guess they're trying to get him up in the role. So
he's on offense, but he
No, he's not, but he's a playmaker for sure.
A game changer.
So anyway, hopefully that goes well for him. Hopefully he has a good year, whether he re-signs there or signs somewhere else, that would be great. And then apparently Tyler Wilson and the Oakland Raiders have come to terms on a four-year deal. After 3 years, it can be renegotiated.
Good for T. Willie. That's what I call him.
Can we call you Tess? It's so much easier.
Yes, it is.
I kind of like Teresa.
Because if I call you Teresa, like most of the people where I'm from would say it, I feel awkward because that's not how you say it. So
no, it's Teresa.
Okay.
Teresa.
Teresa.
Yeah, there you go.
And Carrie, your name's easy.
Teresa and Carrie.
So we were talking about NYPD pizza, and there were a few things we found out about in the break. First of all, let's start with a few of the other varieties. You've got the kind of the go-tos, but we talked about one that was a little unique. What about a couple other unique items, and then maybe some non-pizza items that you guys are promoting?
Well, we've got our appetizers. We've got our calzones. We've got our sandwiches. We've got our pastas.
What kind of sandwiches do you do?
We got Italian heroes. We got meatball, chicken parmesan.
Your meatball sandwich is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I've had that.
It's
really, really
good. Molto bene.
Our strombolis are really good, too.
Yeah, strombolis.
Lots of cheese and meat. Mm.
But we're just, you know, the thing we did is we just came in and we made some changes, some mild changes to begin with, just getting the dough and everything down right.
Mm-hmm.
Making it fresh every day, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
11 to 9 Monday through Friday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday. And we mentioned the full bar in the pizza place. Now we've got some news for next door. Are we releasing that?
Well, we are working on opening a new place right next door where Logan Berry, our yogurt shop, was.
If you live in Ferndale or Chenal or Perryville or anywhere and you're looking for live music and fun places to hang out, you have something that's much closer to home now.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to do that is because there just isn't anything out there for people to hang out that's close to home and has the music and the atmosphere. And it's just going to be a really fun hangout spot where people can just go relax, have good music. When the sports are on, we'll have the big screens and TVs everywhere to watch. And, you know, we'll have some high-end sandwiches and appetizers and, of course, a bar. So it'll just be a really neat place to hang out.
And the goal is before football season.
Yes. Our goal is to have it opened up by the end of August.
She's pulling the whip out on them.
Okay.
I am. Well, I'm a tough one.
I believe that. And so you're doing sort of the good and bad theme. I like that.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about the theme of the new place.
The new place is going to have a New York mob atmosphere.
Cool.
So so we'll have the New York cops on one side and the New York gang on the other side. So,
that's very cool.
So it'll be, you know, the decor and everything will be back in the 1920s.
Y'all should dress your waiters up like the mobsters.
I think you and I should get
police. Actually, we are. You should see the outfits.
Come
on,
man. I didn't know that either, people. That was not prior knowledge.
You going to have flapper girls as waitresses?
Possibly.
That'd be cool.
Maybe we should throw on some zoot suits and go out there and break that joint in.
No doubt. Going there with a Tommy gun?
Not
a real one, but like the, you know, Roger Rabbit.
We just got done talking about that. But we could wear zoot suits at least.
A plastic Tommy.
I think it'd make a really sweet cane, maybe be cool.
Yeah,
big hat, feather in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oversized jacket,
yeah.
Stripes.
Zoot suit, right?
Getting carried away. Go ahead.
Probably a theme night. Have them call. Come out one night.
Be good. Let's do it.
Have a good time.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be
Halloween
fun.
Halloween theme night.
Oh, I'd love to see my wife in a flapper girl outfit. Dancer. That'd be hot.
There you go. And we'll put pictures of everybody up, and we'll put the new members of the family.
Oh, I like that.
La familia. Surprisingly good.
Yeah, you like that.
Y'all need to go to the Hot Springs and see the Mobster Museum.
Actually, my husband and I did last
Bingo.
Week.
Yeah.
And we actually went and got our old-timey photos made in the mobster outfits.
Perfect.
We're going to put a big one up and put
Gosh,
the boss
I should be y'all's
on
marketers.
I like that. That's good.
The boss.
The boss.
I should have a big cow head.
No, it's a horse, actually.
Horse head.
Horse
head.
Yeah.
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 Horse
head. Hey, you probably haven't seen The Godfather, huh?
Yes, I have.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly.
Let's be real.
When they're not connected to a body, who can really tell them apart anyway? I mean, it's just a head. I mean, I see like silk sheets and blood. I mean, I don't really pay attention to which actual animal is involved in that.
All I know is I'm getting out of bed.
Sorry.
Now.
Okay. And then food-wise, at the new place, the Speakeasy.
Yes.
There will be options there.
Yeah, we're going to have some panini sandwiches, some different types of nice deli sandwiches. We'll have some finger foods and, you know, just not a real big menu, but a fun menu that'll be easy to eat and drink.
In the same sense, you can still order pizzas and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
cool.
Bring them over to you. It's, You know, it's not.
Oh, right. Yeah, you order from the other restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. There'll be a connecting door so you can go back and forth.
Well, there you go. Right. Kids in the pizza arena. And
there
then
you go.
You know,
the adults on the other side.
And the mobster museum.
Yeah. We're even going to probably throw in some karaoke a couple nights.
Oh, I'm there for that. Karaoke.
Oh, I've had so many people asking about karaoke.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. Perfect. Yeah.
I can't wait to the music. I have to tell you something.
I'm not going
to
do it. I'm looking forward to it. And again, it'll be before football season, but of course NYPD is open 7 days a week right now.
Absolutely.
So go by and see them.
And we are now open for lunch on Sundays. The previous owners were not, and we are open for lunch on Sundays. We're just trying to get the word out for people after church to come by.
Yeah, go praise the Lord and get you some pizza.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
11 a.m. every single day of the week. Open till 9 through the week, and Friday and Saturday open till 10. And a full bar now.
That's correct.
All right, we appreciate y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
We'll see y'all again soon.
Definitely come by and see us.
Okay.